When did ball striking? I mean, you sit around the league, and I think when that rule came out, we were all concerned about a day like that in the stadium. You know, as it gets into November and December and it gets windy, you know, that stadium holds wind better than the old stadium, so we got to do a better job striking the ball so it doesn't move as much. Not all those.
Is it just...
I mean, the teams are rushing it harder than they have, and it's a tougher kick, but, you know, some of those were blocked. They all weren't missed, so... But it's on the, you know, the coaches and the teams to get that right. And you got to have the points on the board because that thing sits there and stares at you.
Do you like that rule when they moved it back?
It doesn't matter what I like or dislike. It's the rule, so we play by it and we go.
What do you think it's had a great impact?
Yeah, I mean, it's made it a tougher play. It made it more I guess they want to say, exciting play. So you get the opportunity to block it. It's changed the game. You know, the team blocked it and returned it for two, which is a deciding factor. New Orleans and Denver, so it's a legitimate play now, and so, you know, you got to be able to protect it and kick it, and you got to be able to make it from 33 yards.
Was it not a legitimate play?
Well, I think it was so close. As a coach, you'd see some that weren't struck as well as they should have been, and they were, you know, veering left or veering right, and you're like, if that was 10 or 15 yards further away, that might not have made it, but guys got away with it, and, you know... you know, the other thing people have talked about, and I think there's some merit to it, is the sudden change touchdown, whether it's a return, kickoff return, punt return. Now all of a sudden the kicker scrambler gets his shoe on and he wasn't in the net. And so you've seen a couple of those, you know, and they used to be able to just go out there, you know, mindlessly and kick them. So they got to be focused. And, you know, we've had that rule for 2 years, so we should be settled in with it.
Any concern with Robbie? I mean, it's a very mental position.
No, he's a veteran. He'll bounce back. He struck the ball well today. So, you know, I think it makes you look at it, make some adjustments, and so I think he struck the ball well. You know, we always look for really good rotation, whether it's a snap, a punt, or a kick, and we should be able to thrive in those conditions because we get to practice in it, and this practice field gives us more win than usually you see in the stadium because there's more ground when it's wide open. So we, you know, we should fare better.
When a guy has a bad day, though, when you have a veteran, do you approach it differently with how you handle it?
Well, everyone's different, you know, how you approach them. Some guys, you jump them. Some guys, you put your, you know, arm around their neck. And, you know, we looked at it, and he looked at it before we even got to the meeting, and he knew what I was going to say, and he agreed with it, and we move on.
How do you think Dwayne's played this year?
Up and down. I think he's pressed too much at times, tried to make too much happen. Made some poor decisions on fielding the ball, which is, you know, something we can't have. So I liked his decision-making better. I think he just presses. He wants to do so much. Wants to, you know. I think last year he played a lot of offense, so it wasn't as much of an issue, but a little bit too much pressing. I liked his coverage, though. I thought he covered well last week.
So how do you address that with the guys pressing?
Just talk to him. Say, you know, just relax and let the game come to you, you know. Make sure we get it blocked, you know, better. But that's really the thing.
The return at the end of the first half, they're back deep. Was that what you're talking about, decision making, feeling that under 10 seconds left?
No, it's one where he's not tracking the ball well. If it's a kickoff turn, he's not catching it square and coming out, you know. That's the type of decision making type of thing. Using the fair catch option when he's got that ability, you know, which he always has. So he's not putting himself at risk, taking undue shots.
Do you have any set rules on, like, a certain yard line where you never kind of wanted to catch it on a punt return, at least?
We talk about the 8-yard line, but, you know, I think somebody asked the question a couple weeks ago, do you catch it at the 6? And you would kind of let those guys use their best judgment, because a lot of times if you let it hit at the 7, it's probably going to bounce, and if they do a good job down in it at the 2 or the 1, you know, and you could have the ball at the 7. Then you back your punt team up. So we align them at the 8, and then, you know, they use, you know, if they go back to the 7, we're not going to yell and scream at them for fielding the ball.
Same kind of applying kickoffs as far as the end zone?
Not necessarily. It really has to do with hang time and the clock in his head. So, but we want to be able to catch those squares, so the timing. Kickoff turns a lot about space and timing. And if you're not catching it square coming out when you should, and you're taking some false steps, and then that affects the timing of everyone's blocks.
Is that solely on him, or does someone like Bobby have to
be? Bobby, you know, a lot of times if there's an off turner back there, we want him sometimes to be the, you know, the clear thinking head on that.
Do
lit up a lot of big kickoff returns in the last couple of weeks. What do you sort of attribute that to?
We just got to go faster. You know, we got five or six rookies out there that got to step up, and you know, they're doing a good job. I think sometimes they try and be too right, and sometimes you just got to go. You got to trust what you see and just go, and good things will happen. So we're trying to get them to play a little faster.